I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today's podcast is looking at the difference between three really important verbs in English: to know, to meet, and to see. And we'll also be looking at the phrase to get to know, because that's important too. So first of all, we're going to look at what each verb means and the way that we use them. So the first verb, to know. And to know means to be aware, to be conscious of the existence of someone or something. So I would ask the question, oh, do you know Mark? Do you know Mark? Meaning, are you aware of the existence of this person? Do you know him? Or, how long have you known Mary? How long have you been aware of the existence of this person? Often we use this question in the present perfect. How long have you known? Because, of course, when you know someone, the process started in the past and continues into the present. So we use the present perfect. How long have you known? The next expression we're going to look at is to get to know. To get to know. And this is the process of learning about a person or possibly a place. For example, I'm looking forward to getting to know my new colleagues at the Christmas party. I'm looking forward to getting to know my new colleagues at the Christmas party. It suggests that maybe before you don't know them very well, you don't know about them, maybe about their lives, their families, but when you get to know them, then you learn about them, you find out things about them and their lives. The next verb, to meet. To meet. And this is the moment that you become acquainted with someone, the moment you meet someone. For example, where did you meet your girlfriend? Where did you meet your girlfriend? Which means, where were you the first time that you met your girlfriend? Where did you meet your girlfriend? A little note that to meet can also mean to socialize with people, even if you know them already. For example, I'm meeting some friends later for dinner, meaning I'm going out with them, I'm socializing with them. And you can also use the phrasal verb to meet up. I'm meeting up with, don't forget the word with, some friends later for dinner. And the final verb that we're talking about on this podcast is to see. To see. And this simply means to experience something with your eyes. And the reason why I include this verb is because it comes up, it's a really common mistake. Often when people talk about wanting to go to a place in order to see it, they use the verb to know, but that's incorrect. So let me give you an example of a sentence which is wrong, this is not correct, that I hear sometimes. I really want to know the main attractions in London. Now this is wrong. The idea of knowing something is, it's a state. So you either know it or you don't know it. When we use this type of sentence, we actually want to use the verb to see, maybe. For example, I really want to see the main tourist attractions in London. Or even another verb like visit. I really want to visit the main tourist attractions in London. You could also possibly say, I really want to get to know the main tourist attractions in London. But this is a little bit different. This means more, I want to learn about the tourist attractions, whereas to see and to visit means just to go on one occasion, just to see and experience. So it's a little bit different. So, a recap. To know is a state. You either know something or someone or you don't. To get to know is a process, a change. To meet and also to see is a moment. So I'm going to give you three sentences now, but with all of the sentences, there will be a verb missing, and you need to decide which verb fits into the sentence. Sometimes more than one verb is possible in the sentence. So number one, I decided to do a tour in order to blank the city. Number two, I have blank my best friend since university. And a little clue here, this is a present perfect sentence. So we're looking for a past participle. I have something blank my best friend since university. And number three is also a present perfect sentence. It's a question. Have you blank your boyfriend's parents yet? Okay, so what are the answers? If you want a bit of time to think about it, then pause the podcast. But here are the answers. Number one, I decided to do a tour in order to, it could be get to know the city, or possibly to see the city, but definitely not to know the city. We don't say, I want to know the city. No, to get to know. This is about the process, the change, or to see the city, which is the moment, the experience. Number two, I have known my best friend since university. And this makes sense because, as I mentioned earlier, to know someone is something which starts in the past and continues into the present, assuming you still know that person. So I have known my best friend since university. And number three, have you met your boyfriend's parents yet? Here the question is, have you had an opportunity to meet your boyfriend's parents? Has there been a moment where you met them? Okay, so quite difficult to find the differences between those three words, but hopefully it's a little bit clearer now. That's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it helpful. If you have ideas for future podcasts, whether it's about grammar, vocabulary, ideas in general, then you can send me a message. You can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.